Hello, podcast listener. This is Thomas Tadlock. I have a very quick announcement about this episode and the next two with our special guest. There was a noticeable hiss in the audio recording, and it was unavoidable. We tried everything we could to get rid of it, and the best we've been able to do is just reduce it. So there still is a noticeable hiss. I just want to say, please forgive us for the inconvenience this may cause you. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get more muscular, more lean, more fit, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is December 5th, and we are talking to, on the other side of the planet, an incredible athlete. We're going to be going over this person's full workout routine and her nutrition. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She placed first in the 2014 recent Victorian State titles. She also, the year before, won the 2013 International Transformation of the Year on bodybuilding.com. She's also been featured in Robert Cheek's new book, Shred It. She's also been featured in Definition for Ladies, Vegan Lifestyle Magazine, and she's also part of Team Evolved in Australia and the Plant Built Team. She's also a featured athlete on veganbodybuilding.com. Please welcome to the show, Miss Simone Collins. Simone, how are you doing from down under?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, how are you going?
It's doing, you know what? It turned out, it started off as a pretty dreary day over here, but now it's beautiful outside and the sun is shining. And I think it has something to do with the fact that you just called in right now. So I think you've changed the weather over here. You brought some of that amazing Australian sunshine. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So, Simone, I want to let you know why I reached out to you to be a guest on my show. Is my fans, I received an email from one of our fans saying, hey, listen, I am a competitor from Germany, and I want to get in the best shape possible to compete in a show coming up. Can you please interview Simone Collins so I can learn from her? Because obviously you've got an amazing physique that a lot of folks admire and want to achieve. So what I'm going to ask from you is, would it be cool if you shared some of your nutrition and your workout tips with us?
Sure, I would love to, yeah.
All right, awesome. Now, before we get into that, we always start off the first episode of every show to try to get to know who you are and why you decided to go vegan. So can you tell us a little bit about your vegan journey?
Sure. Well, I've been vegetarian for the past 15 years, so I haven't eaten meat for 15 years. And I think that really started when I was a kid. Like, I always loved animals, and I even kept an animal diary where when I spotted a new animal, I'd write it down and where I saw it and, you know, what species it was, and especially birds as well. I kept track of birds and had all these books. And but I kind of, like most people, I guess, grew up sort of being taught the difference between wildlife and farm animals, and just really believing that, you know, wildlife mattered but farm animals didn't. And that's something that's really, you sort of learn that through the education system and through your family. And, sure. Even though you can kind of connect on an emotional level with farm animals, you learn to block out the rest of it and continue to eat them. So I always struggled eating meat growing up, so that was always a thing for me. And but like everyone else, just learnt to switch it off and just fully believed that we needed meat to be healthy. So I grew up a meat eater, and when I turned 13, my best friend was vegetarian, and so I used to go over to her house and we'd cook vegetarian sausages and, you know, make vegetarian meals. And that was when I started to learn that we didn't actually need to eat meat. So I thought, well, you know, if I don't have to eat meat, I'm not going to. So I pretty much just went home and was vegetarian after that. So, and I honestly thought, you know, that was, I was living ethically, and I probably ate more cheese than I ever did as a vegetarian than I did when I was eating meat. So,
which is so typical.
Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't ever a big egg person, but definitely the dairy and the cheese and all of that. But I honestly thought, you know, that dairy cows are happy on farms, and I used to think that you know, they didn't even need to have babies. They just produced milk. Like, and it's just the education about what really happens in farming is just not really accessible for people. And it wasn't really until probably about 5 years ago when I started training and I was looking at, you know, my protein sources and had a lot of people saying that I'd need to eat meat if I wanted to build muscle. And I thought, well, you know, that's not going to happen, so I need to look at something else. So I started eating a lot of free-range eggs and whey protein and sort of smashing all of that in. And almost at the same time, there were a lot of campaigns that were running in here in Australia through Animal Liberation Victoria and Animals Australia. They were releasing a lot of insider footage from supposedly free-range egg farms and factory farms and just all kinds of farms and, you know, dairy farms and looking at what actually happens to the calves from the dairy farms. And I started to realise that my choice to eat dairy and eggs was no more ethical, it wasn't really ethical at all, and that my whole goal of being ethical and kind to animals didn't really line up well with that. So about the same time I started my training was when I decided to go vegan.
Now, how old were you at this point?
This was about 5 years ago, so I'm 28 now.
So you're around like 23 years old when this all started to hit you?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd been vegan before that, but what actually happened was through my early to mid-20s, I actually suffered from an eating disorder. And I did go vegan for a little period of time then, but for me then, I think I didn't really understand the ethical issues there. I kind of almost used that as an excuse to avoid food. It wasn't really an ethical decision, so I don't really count that period of time of being vegan as me actually being vegan, because it wasn't a conscious, it wasn't a conscious choice. It was more of an excuse not to eat. But
what kind of eating disorder was it? Was it the kind that gets you skinny or the kind that gets you fatter?
I had anorexia for a couple of years. Yeah. And actually being vegan helped me overcome that. I mean, it made food something a bit more positive. I felt, you know, positive about my food choices, and I felt a lot better about eating when I made that conscious decision to avoid animal products as well. So that, along with training and, you know, when you have to eat for your goals, and, you know, my goal was to build muscle, and I knew that, well, I have to eat to build muscle, that helped as well, helped me overcome that as well. But definitely being vegan helped me feel positive about my food.
Well, you can certainly, there's no way you can look like the way you look with how much muscle you have on your little body. You can't look like that on an anorexic diet. So I applaud you and congratulate you for overcoming that. I mean, you did it amazingly. So when you say you were 15 years vegetarian, I'm just doing the math here, and this is not to call you out in any way, but I'm trying to figure out, okay, so if you were a vegetarian, I mean, if you switched to going vegan at 23, were you including all the years from 13 to now as being vegetarian, or did you switch back to vegetarian after 23?
No, I haven't eaten meat since I was 13.
Okay, yep.
And then I did have a brief period, like I said, when I was vegan, but I don't count that period as me being vegan because it was just, it wasn't an ethical choice. I count my years of being vegan as when I was ethically aware of my food choices.
Yeah, so you've been vegan for the past 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to make sure I got this right. Okay, so you've been vegetarian for 10 years, from 13 to 23, and then vegan for 5.
Yeah.
After that. Okay, all right, good. Now I understand what's going on. All right, so you start understanding the ethical implications of continuing to eat dairy, and especially the cheese, and that usually falls down on people really hard, right? I mean, it's, I don't know for you, but I know a lot of people, they knew it all along. They knew it wasn't right all along, and it wasn't until they watched the right documentary or learned something from a website or a brochure that made them open their eyes and go, oh, my God, I can't believe I've been participating in this the entire time. It was too good to be true, right? I mean, that was so funny because you thought that cows, and I thought the same exact thing, that cows produce milk like humans produce sweat. It just happens all day long, and there's no process involved with making that happen, right? That's just what cows do. And genetically, from the moment the female cows are born, all they do is produce milk. And then you learn later that they ought to get impregnated and stay impregnated and forced into these machines to get the milk sucked out of them.
Yeah.
That's horrifying. Yeah, I know what it's like. So, okay, so you went vegan for ethical reasons, and at heart, it sounds like you've been an ethical vegan from the day that you were born, for how much love you have for animals and how much compassion.
Yeah. And I think, like, if I had known back then, you know, what was really happening in farming, I would have been vegan my whole life. I think I just always had a connection with animals and, honestly just thought I was doing the right thing being vegetarian. And it was heartbreaking when I learnt how long I'd been vegetarian and totally unaware that I was still impacting on animals' lives.
So how did you get into fitness and getting all the way to becoming one of the top vegan competitors in the world?
Thank you for that. I've always been into sports. Like when I was younger, I was into athletics and dance and swimming and netball and school sports and all that sort of thing. So I was really sporty growing up and loved my sports. And it was around the time I started studying art at TAFE where I just dropped my sports completely and sort of stopped really caring about my health and probably made a few bad choices and hung out with maybe not the best crowd. And, didn't really treat my body very well during that phase and felt I had a lot of anxiety and depression and, as I mentioned, developed the eating disorder. Just it was more of a coping mechanism for me as well. Like just felt like I was so out of control and needed something that I felt like I could control. And when I got when I moved on from TAFE into the workforce, I just started to really struggle with my health, like the way my body was. I couldn't function properly. I couldn't think straight. I struggled with stairs even. Like I was so unhealthy and unfit and I just felt disgusting, but I knew that I could be better and I knew that I could feel fit and healthy because I'd felt that before and I really wanted that back. So on my way to work every day, I would walk past Doherty's gym in the city and one day I thought, I'm just going to walk in I'd looked up a few things on bodybuilding.com and a few exercises and things. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just walked in the door and brought a casual pass and just started lifting some weights and it all started from there. So I just started really small, started once a week and just sort of tried to learn how to do everything myself. And eventually the manager of the gym, he'd been talking to me a little bit now and then and he offered to train me and I've always been so thankful for that because he trained me for free and obviously just saw that I needed help and he gave me that help I needed in a time where I was pretty desperate. So he trained me once a week and I trained myself once a week. So I started on about 2 times a week just built it up from there. And I started at rock bottom. Like I remember leg pressing the sled with no weights on it. And to look back and see how far I've come now, I'm always grateful for that.
How many plates can you leg press now?
It's been a while. I've had some leg issues, but I can do probably 4 a side.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty hefty. And how much do you weigh?
58 at the moment.
58 kilos?
Yeah.
All right. Let me calculate that out for everybody who's in the United States.
So they're 20 kilo plates on leg press. I'm actually not that great at leg press, but yeah. It's better than I was.
Let me 2.2046 times. And how much do you weigh again? 58. Okay, so you're 128 pounds pushing up 8 plates plus the weight of the sled itself. 8 plates. That's pretty close to 400 pounds. That's a lot of weight you're pushing, girl. Especially when you were when you started at nothing, just the weight of the sled itself. That's a huge improvement. So,
thank you.
Cool. So you're working out 2 times a week. You had the help of your trainer, and you're eating a vegan diet during this entire process, right?
Most of it, yeah. Like I said at the start, it was a bit. I was trying to do the whole free-range eggs and whey protein thing, but. Like I mentioned, finding out about the dairy industry and the egg industry, cut that out pretty quick.
So how did you get yourself up to like the competitive level?
In terms of training or diet?
No, just in terms of inspiration. I mean, because at this point, I know about you so far is that you were at the lowest point in your life. You didn't like your body. You didn't like the way you were treating yourself, and you wanted to finally make a change. So you started by lifting some weights twice a week. Now, how'd you go from lifting twice a week straight off of the street to being a world-renowned fitness competitor?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I never really pictured myself being a figure competitor back then. Like, I'd been on bodybuilding.com a few times and seen the physiques of some of the girls there and thought, well, I would love to look like that, but I never really envisaged that would have one day happen. But I just thought, you know, just keep training, and it was making me feel a bit better, and I was finding my eating was getting better, especially on the days that I trained, I was eating really well. And so I just slowly added, every couple of months I added another day per week of training, and the more I trained, the better I felt, the better I ate. And obviously Doherty's gym being one of the well-known bodybuilding gyms in Australia, and running a lot of the IFBB shows down here in Victoria, I kind of got roped into helping out at a show one day, and it was a really cool experience, like being backstage and seeing the competitors getting ready and watching the show and helping the tanners. And I sort of, thought, wow, like, this is really cool. It kind of reminded me of my dancing days, being backstage and all the excitement. And I knew I wanted to do it one day, but I just sort of felt really far away from that. Like, I really just didn't have the muscle mass or the confidence or anything that all these girls had. But it gave me so much inspiration to become like that. And so I kept training and trying to increase my weights and increase the days that I was training. And, yeah, just worked up to, like, 5 to 6 days a week of training, and finally felt ready to do my first show in 2013. And it was just the most incredible experience of my life, and just I felt so accomplished, and the confidence that I'd gained from that journey and from competing was just incredible. So, I just sort of felt like I'd found my passion and found what I wanted to do with my life.
Well, I saw pictures of you in your first show. You have this really cool profile picture where this image that you created where you showed yourself in 2009 and then in 2013 and 2014 where you are right now. You have this, like, you made this little evolution of what your body looked like, and the transformation is absolutely incredible, because you went from looking like, you look more like a runway model, just extremely lean, but there's very little definition. It's the kind of look that you're going to see like in a Victoria's Secret catalog. And then you go from that to getting ready for your first show where all your definition is out, you look amazing, you look symmetrical, and then now where you've got solid, strong muscle, all the definition, all the leanness, and just everything about your symmetry, your posture, it looks just magnificent. So when you went through the process, when you finally got yourself up to the first show, were you self-taught, or did your trainer step in, or did you hire somebody, or what were your influences to learn how to do that?
Well, my first show, it was a bit scary coming into, because I'm like, wow, I've never done anything like this before. I know how to train, I know how to eat right to build muscle, but I don't know how to prep for a show. And the manager of my gym, who helped me in the beginning and who'd always been a great friend of mine and is still a really good friend of mine, I just feel I can approach him about anything, and he's always been there for me, so I knew that he would help me as much as possible. And he didn't specifically train me for the show. I did all my own training, but we sat down for a good few hours, and he pulled out one of his diets that he'd given a client with similar stats to me, and we went through and went on like Calorie King and all of that, and looked at the food I was eating and just sort of took out the meat and slotted in my my foods and worked out as best as we could a really good diet. And and just having his support there, like when I needed some advice or some training tips, or do I increase my calories, do I decrease my calories, he was just always there for me every step of the way. So I always had someone I could call on, and if I was freaking out a couple of times, feeling like I wasn't going to be ready in time, and he'd come and have a look at me and reassure me. And so I did have a lot of support through the first show from him, which was incredible. And then ever since then, I've sort of just really done it on my own. I've felt like more like in tune with my body, and that I sort of know what's best for my body than anyone else. And just doing that first show and having his support and the confidence that I knew what I was doing after that. So, yeah, I've just always prepped myself.
That's really impressive. Nice
Thank
job.
You.
Nice job. And if I'm right when I say this, so you have no fitness background. That means no certifications. You've never been a personal trainer. You never went to school for this stuff. Am I right?
That's right. Well, I'm currently studying to be a personal trainer at the moment, but that's something I've only recently started, and you know, not something that I've really had throughout my journey. I've kind of just sort of really self-taught, like done a lot of researching online and in books and things, but yeah, just sort of relying on my own instincts most of the time.
Well, I think that's amazing. I think the world's going to be a better place with you being a personal trainer, sharing your knowledge, training people. That's amazing. But I think what's even more incredible is that you pulled this off. You did it 100% self-taught, and you were able to take a non-vegan diet, and you were able to swap out some ingredients so that it was 100% vegan, and then make it work for you so that
you
could look amazing for your first show. Is that right?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's so impressive. And then same with your workouts. You were able to figure out how you needed to train and actually do it to pull off this amazing physique. So those of you listening at home, I'm going to put it up on the Vegan Body Revolution website so you can see, but you need to see these pictures. You got to look at the progression from where she started to where she went to prepare to get ready to go on stage for her first show, and then look at where she is now. It's absolutely amazing. It's mind-blowing. So anyway, what we're going to do, Simone, is we're going to call it right here for this episode. And then the next one, I want to get into your nutrition. So let's talk about what your nutrition looks like so that folks at home can model after you. We'll go through it meal by meal. Does that sound cool to you?
Sure, that sounds awesome.
Perfect, perfect. And also, Simone, let's, just so the audience knows, if the audience wanted to contact you and get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, I'm always open to adding people on Facebook. I know it's a personal profile, but I don't really think there's anything personal about Facebook. So, you know, if you want to add me as a friend on Facebook, go ahead. I've got an email address, which is just Simi Collins. That's SIMI_COLLINS at hotmail.com. So that's just my personal email. And I'm always happy to chat over email or Facebook if anyone wants some tips or anything like that. I love talking to people and helping people out, so that's probably the two best ways to contact me. I'm also on Instagram, which is the same, Simi_Collins, and I've got a blog, which I need to keep up with a little bit better, but I try, and that's at SimiCollins.com.
SimiCollins.com. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put that up on the post once the show is up and live, and you know what? You can put this interview up as well on your website, so that way you have more content. So there you go.
That'd be great. I always run out of ideas.
Perfect, perfect. So I have a couple announcements to make before we end the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, make sure that you go and download your very own copy of the Muscle Building Guide, the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just go to veganbodyrevolution.com. You'll see a link right there on the right so that you can download that guide. You can learn exactly how I put on 10 pounds of solid mass in just 28 days. Also, too, we are giving away two free tickets to the Metabolic Mastery Intensive that's coming up in February 2015 here in Austin, Texas. You'll learn how to unlock your full potential of your body and your metabolism. You'll learn the best ways to burn fat, the best ways to build muscle, and the best ways to bulletproof your health while reversing disease, all on a 100% plant-based diet. And to get the details for how to do that, again, go to veganbodyrevolution.com and you'll see the link right there on how to win the tickets. All it is you just have to pick up a current issue of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine, photograph yourself with it in front of it, and post that up on Facebook. Tag Vegan Body Revolution and you'll be entered. That's it. So until next time, this is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.